Getting the scoop once again on local news from Abby Jump and Emma Anderson from The Reporting Project. Abby, what stories are you working on?
The Licking Warming Center Task Force pulled together enough volunteers last week to open for two nights in a row and keep some of our Licking County neighbors out of the cold. The Licking County Emergency Warming Center was set up at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Newark and opened on short notice to help several dozen people avoid a freezing night outside. Warming Center Task Force member Jeff Gill spoke to The Reporting Project and said several dozen of our neighbors were sheltered there during the cold snap. Gill said that he has noticed an increase in senior citizens coming to the emergency shelter. Also, a partnership is creating a wetland to filter pollutants and reduce flooding in southern Licking County. The goal is to divert runoff from more than 700 acres of mostly farm fields, send it through the wetland, and filter out nitrogen, phosphorus, and sediment. Amazon Web Services, Google, and Bath & Body Works, all of which use water and have operations in Licking County, and Ryan Companies U.S., a commercial development company, are providing a combined $1.2 million for the project. According to Christy Hawthorne, program administrator for the Licking County Soil and Water Conservation District, funding for this project will pay for the design and construction, as well as 10 years of water quality and water quantity monitoring.
I'm Emmett Anderson, and here's a couple more stories from The Reporting Project. The Licking Regional Water District is seeking a renewal of a permit to operate a second wastewater treatment facility in the Route 161 corridor near Alexandria between New Albany and Granville. The Ohio EPA has set a hearing for 6 p.m., on January 23, 2025, at the Church of Christ in Alexandria to take public comment on renewal of a permit that was previously issued for the plant that was never built. Written comments will be accepted through January 30th. Lastly, nominations are open for the Reporting Project's 10 over 60 initiative. The Reporting Project is seeking nominations for the most dedicated, hardworking individuals over the age of 60 in our communities. They might serve as mayor, run a youth basketball team, build homes for charity, or volunteer to help lead their community through hard times. They also could be people who put a smile on your face with small acts of kindness. To nominate someone, go to our website, thereportingproject.org.
For these stories and more local news, go to WCLT.com, click local news.